Pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Did you know that the season of Epiphany, the festival of Epiphany, was celebrated before Christmas? Christmas came later. But the early church began with one of the biggest festivals was Epiphany, because Epiphany means revelation. It means manifestation. Or if we wanted to say it in the parlance of our time, it's the aha moments. And this aha moment came from God himself. And first, the wise men had the epiphany of seeing the star, but then they went to Jerusalem, because I'm sure they reasoned that if there was a king born of the Jews, that king would be born in Jerusalem and probably was King Herod's boy. So naturally, they went to Jerusalem with their aha moment. There's a star, there's somebody that's going to be born, and we're going to find out who, so we're going to go to Jerusalem and ask the question and be able to pay homage to this new monarch. Herod had an aha moment. And what is so ironic is he figured out that this was not just another monarch. He went and found out this is the Messiah. And in his aha moment, instead of looking at this as a positive thing, he set out to destroy it. And I thought how illogical that was for Herod, because by the time Jesus would have been grown, Herod would have died anyway. Herod had already been on the throne over 30 years when he had this aha moment. So it really did not affect him one way or the other, but in his craziness, he took that aha moment and said, I'm going to stop this before it even starts. The people that he consulted had an aha moment, because he asked, where's the Messiah going to be born? And they consulted the scrolls, they consulted the prophets, and they said in Bethlehem, and with their aha moment, they stayed home. They did absolutely nothing about it. And then we have the wise men. The wise men follow the star. They find Jesus. And what does it say happened to them once they realize that they're at their destination? The Bible says they were overwhelmed with joy, that God gave them this incredible, joyous experience. And then they walk in and they present gifts. And I want to talk about the aha moments in our lives. They are not just for self-improvement. They're not just so that we can understand ourselves better. Aha moments mean that we must do something about them. And what the wise men did was they came in and they gave treasures to the king. Now, much has been talked about these treasures, that they were highly symbolic. I'm not sure I buy all of that. I think they were very practical, because all those treasures were probably taken after they left and God told Joseph to get that family out of there and flee to Egypt. How did they have the money to get to Egypt? They had to sell all that stuff. All that valuable stuff probably got them to Egypt and kept them alive until they could get back home to Nazareth. It was eminently practical. So the wise men were given joy, and in return, they pushed the agenda of the kingdom just a little further. They made sure that Jesus was going to be safe and live another day. They didn't know that at the time. They were merely paying homage. But every time we have an aha moment, our job is to push the kingdom just a little further. When we are filled with grace, when we have been given forgiveness and kindness, it's not just for us, it's to push it a little further. That's been happening for 2,100 years. We keep pushing the kingdom a little further. I remember when I first stepped into the Moravian Church, I was in my 20s, And I had a lovely group of people, and they wanted to go on a trip to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and they brought me along. I had never been to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and it was at Christmas time. Now, in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, on all the light posts, they have trees with white lights on them. On every lamppost in Bethlehem at Christmas time. They have a huge star. If you've ever been there, it's decorated. Of course, it's a Moravian town, so there's a lot of Moravian stars all around. In fact, it was named Bethlehem by Count Zinzendorf because they established it some Christmas Eve. So it's a Christmas city. And I'm looking around Bethlehem. How beautiful it is. I've already graduated from college, and I was given a tour of the Moravian College. We went to Central Moravian Church for some sort of service, and I thought to myself, I wish I had known about this college when I was looking for colleges. I wish I knew this existed, because what a wonderful place to live. 7 years later, I was in Bethlehem again, but this time not as a visitor, but as a resident. I was attending Moravian Theological Seminary. And at Christmas time, my first Christmas in Bethlehem, I'm driving through the streets and I see all the lights and I'm thinking, oh, isn't this so pretty? I'm so glad I'm here. And God reminded me of what I had thought 7 years before. And the verse of scripture came into my mind, delight yourself in the Lord your God, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I had an epiphany, an aha moment. And ever since that, every bit of grace that I've received, I've wanted to pass on. Every bit of light I've received, I've wanted to pass on. This has been the desire of my heart. Our aha moments are meant to enrich us, to help us get through life, but also to pass it on and to push it forward. How will you use your aha moments in 2016 to push grace forward, to push light forward, to push joy forward, to push love forward? There's so many that need our aha moments. Jesus needed the wise men's aha moment. He needed their gifts so that he could live another day, so that his family could survive, so that he could grow up and preach the gospel. What will you do with your aha moments? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the tremendous gift we have of seeing your light, even in the darkest times, of seeing your grace, of seeing your peace, of experiencing your joy. Help us to push the kingdom forward in our families, in our community, and in our world. In Jesus' name, amen.